Today, Dr. Cashey explores the concept of the frustration-aversion paradox. He explains the futility of attempting to sidestep frustrations entirely because when you do it, it makes them worse, revealing how the pursuit of frustration-free living paradoxically creates the problems you try to avoid. Roll the intro!
Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. You might be wise or a wise ass, speaking from personal experience, it's often hard to tell, and ask the quite reasonable question, okay, all this frustration stuff sounds frustrating as heck. Why bother with it? Screw it all. How about just hermiting, isolating, and avoiding frustrations entirely? You know, kicking it to the curb and chillaxing instead. Chillaxing all cool, shooting some b-ball outside school. Well, a philosophically and practically provocative and evocative question. One left for an entire book on its own, okay, to give it its due. However, the basic arguments, two basic arguments are simple enough. In ancient times, people had desires. In contemporary times, people have desires. And in future times, people presumably will have desires. That's about it. That's the answer to the question. That is why avoiding it is silly. Now, we'll get into the paradoxical part in a second. People will want things. Specifically, they will want things in the four major categories. They will want to do what they want to do. They have operational desires. They will want to feel what they want to feel. They will have emotional desires. They will want to accomplish what they set out to achieve. They will have achievement desires, and they will want to be treated how they want to be treated and get what they think is fair. They will have fairness desires. Therefore, they will have frustrations in all of these four domains, correct? This presumably proved and proves and will prove to be quite difficult because people, including you and including me, they want things. Okay? So to reiterate, why don't you just kick all frustrations to the curb? Well, that by definition would mean you would kick all desires to the curb as well. And there are some philosophies that are based around that, but good luck, okay? Now, so long as a person wants something, there will always be things in the way of getting it, aka a frustration. This is the paradoxical part. Indeed, if the proverbial path were clear to just get exactly whatever you want, whenever you want it, whenever you need it, etc., as it often really is until people fabricate their own obstacles, then strictly speaking, the distance between you and what you want, even if the path is clear, would be an obstacle. It would be a frustration, and people would find a way to bitch and moan about that, as they often do. Now, in other words, the easier life is, the more sensitive to frustration people become, and life now is, generally speaking, easier than life was then. Right? Before things get too philosophical, again, the only way for that to happen for any extended period of time to completely be free of all frustrations is to be satisfied in all four of those domains at the same time in all areas of your life. Practically speaking, that would mean changing your expectations to be satisfied with less than your current status in all four of those domains in all areas of your life simultaneously. An absurdity, okay? In fact, there are entire schools of thought dedicated to achieving that status. To that end, let's say a person does give it the old college try to really, attempt to avoid frustrations in their entirety, which by extension, again, would mean they would be 100% free of any desires in the operational, emotional, achievement, and fairness domains. And I'm fairly certain that's described in multiple philosophical schools, particularly Buddhism, as transcendence. Although there are Western cousins, tranquility, etc. So unless you're a Stoic sage or the ideation of Buddha incarnated as a human, good luck with that. And aside from the practical consequences of chronic frustration aversion, as chronic frustration aversion is a well-documented phenomena, also known as procrastination, and also in heavier circumstances, neglect, which we'll cover in due time, the idea of frustration aversion or isolating yourself from frustrations, again, is inherently paradoxical. We'll give you even more examples in a second. So, what is the end result of avoiding frustrations, of this frustration aversion paradox? Well, the result is fapping. That's right. It's fapping, succumbing to the frustration aversion paradox. I'm almost done. It's almost out of my system. Bear with me. For the purposes of gratuitously protracting this crude double entendre, the results of fapping are all around us. And it's when people are caught fapping. It's awkward. They're embarrassed. And they wish they had made better decisions earlier on. But screw all the practical evidence, you know, the documentation and all that stuff. Who cares about that? It's more fun to avoid that frustration and instead tickle the intellectual giblets. In true hypocritical form, let us avoid real life and explore the apparent premises of this argument, that by avoiding, shirking, hiding from, averting, dodging, etc., life's frustrations, that a person can be free of the presumed versions of frustrations that they apparently cause them, even if much of the time these burdens are fabricated anyway. Here's the first and possibly only problem with bringing that up. A frustration, by definition, is an event, thing, person, etc., that is obstructing you from what you desire, either externally or internally. This means that even the mere desire to hide from, avoid, shirk, or dodge frustrations in itself presents its own obstacles. In other words, there will be things getting in the way of that person's attempt to avoid frustration. In other words, avoiding frustration by virtue of logic alone presents its own set of frustrating stimuli. This is the basis of the frustration aversion paradox, or fapping. Okay, and people try to avoid frustrations all the time. They're jerking around and eventually get caught fapping, and it's a big problem for them and others around them. It can be, again, quite embarrassing and strange. So hermiting, isolating, or avoiding frustrations entirely is in and of itself a desire that fits conveniently into all four frustration domains. Okay, it's something they can do operationally. It presumably cultivates an attitude or feelings they wish to have emotionally. It's something to achieve. And presumably, it facilitates what a person wants to get, thinks they deserve, and thinks is fair. The fairness domain. Will it fit in all four categories for every person? No, that's ridiculous, and violates the principles of variable outcomes. However, it's easy to see how it could fit in all four domains at the same time, and many times it does. Now, I'm a big fan of the 90s TV sitcom Seinfeld. It's the proverbial show about nothing, and it showcases this frustration paradox nicely. One of the main characters, George, almost embodies this concept of the frustration aversion paradox. His whole life apparently revolves around avoiding frustrations and then getting paradoxical results. He is consistently caught fapping, as it were. To that end, it quite frankly and tragically showcases the human condition, although, again, with fair amounts of professional comic relief. One of the main characters, George, finds out that the state offers unemployment. In other words, he's convinced he can get paid to do nothing. He waits in line, goes through the process, eventually gets accepted into the program, and then finds out how it's a major and chronic frustration because he's chronically hassled about finding a job, getting interviews, applying, and other menial tasks required to complete and meet the conditions of maintaining his unemployed status, and therefore his monthly stipend. To that end, he has to come up with, by conditions, increasingly creative and time-consuming ways to stay unemployed. Before long, it's a running joke that he's working 40 hours a week to just get paid to do nothing. He was caught fapping. That is to say, should you try to avoid all frustrations entirely, unless you have phenomenal cosmic powers, you will encounter frustrations on the path to resolving, or in this case, isolating yourself from all the frustrations in your life anyway. Indeed, it's possible, had he gotten a real job, he probably would have gotten a promotion in multiple races with the time, energy, and appreciable intellectual resources he spent to maintain his pittance of a free lunch with the state. Before you think about fapping, STFU. That's all she wrote today. Thank you for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out!